I'm Michelle Franzen. After landing from El Salvador, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen giving an update on his meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to a detention center. The White House says it cannot bring him back despite court rulings. Van Hollen says President Trump is denying Abrego Garcia due process. ABC's Catherine Falder says more.
Van Hollen specifically said when he was talking about this, he says this case is not only about one man, as important as that is. It is about protecting fundamental freedoms and the fundamental principle in the Constitution for due process that protects everyone who resides in America.
A day after a gunman opened fire at Florida State University, a vigil taking place on campus tonight for victims. Two people were killed, six others injured. Police say the motive is still unknown. At the Colosseum in Rome, Christians participated in the Way of the Cross procession, part of the somber services on this Good Friday. This is ABC News. Saturday marks 30 years since the deadly domestic terrorism attack in Oklahoma City. Officials tomorrow will hold a ceremony.
Hundreds of federal employees had settled into their desks in the nine-story building that Wednesday morning, and children played in the daycare center on the second floor. A meeting was being recorded across the street when, at 9:03, a truck loaded with 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil exploded outside. 168 people were killed, including 19 children. Domestic terrorist Timothy McVeigh was convicted and put to death in 2001. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In New York, a judge denied a request by rapper Sean Combs to delay his criminal sex trafficking trial for 2 months to prepare. It's set to begin as scheduled next month. In suburban Detroit, a helicopter dropping thousands of treats for kids for the annual Great Marshmallow Drop at Warden Park in Royal Oak. Once they hit the ground, kids race to collect as many as they can, but don't eat them. They exchange them for prizes. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, low 40, partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 58, and clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 35. Currently, we are receiving rain in Richland Center. The winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 53 degrees.
Good evening. Earlier this afternoon, the Richland County Ministerial Association gathered to host a Good Friday worship service at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center. It is our privilege to be able to share with you a recording of that service right here on WRCO Radio.
Welcome to the RCMA-sponsored community-wide Good Friday worship service. My name is Michelle Elfers. I'm the pastor here at St. John's Lutheran Church, and I'd like to welcome you all today. Our theme is going to be on Jesus' seven last words, with the readings and prayer by quite a few of the pastors in our community. Just a brief worship note. The words for any of the songs we sing will be on the screen. If you like the music, to be able to read music, that is why the page number is there for the hymns. I invite you to join with me in prayer. Merciful God, your Son was lifted up on the cross to draw all people to himself. Grant that we may be times find mercy in him. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now I welcome up the choir. It's a joint choir between Richland Center, United Methodist Church, and several members from St. John's Lutheran Church.
Thank you. I'm Ron Froot from the First Baptist Church with the first word of the day. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. From Luke's Gospel, the 23rd chapter, beginning with the 33rd verse. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. It's been said that forgiveness always seems so easy when we need it, and so hard when we need to give it. And how can we understand forgiveness if we cannot understand and recognize the depth of our sin? Let us pray together today that we might better understand forgiveness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this Good Friday afternoon, teach us to truly repent of our sins, to reflect upon your goodness, and to forgive as you have forgiven us. Help us to walk humbly with you, trusting in your grace to sustain us. Prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter, that we may live as people transformed by the power of your resurrection. Might our common courageous prayer today be from your word in Psalm 139. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. We admit, God, it's not easy to ask you to reveal what is hidden in our hearts. But help us, Lord, to see ourselves as you see us and by your standards, not our own as we are so often prone to clearly see ourselves. Might we really repent of the things that put Christ on the cross. And Lord, we know full well that you understand forgiveness can be one of the hardest things to practice, especially when we have been deeply hurt. But just as we have received your grace and mercy, we hear your call today to extend grace and mercy and forgiveness to others. Might we all heed the words of the Apostle Paul, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Engel from the Five Points Lutheran Church. If I have the second word, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Taken from Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning with verse 39. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he replied, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. And let us pray. Lord Jesus, we have heard the story of the thief on the cross, a man who in his last moments found grace and forgiveness. We are grateful for the opportunity to remember our own sins, to repent, and to find the same peace and pardon and forgiveness that was offered to him. As he trusted in you, we too place our faith in your promise, that we too will be with you in paradise. Help us to live a life that reflects the love and hope you have given us And may our actions always speak of the transformative power of your grace and your love. Amen.
Randy Sanders of Park Street Christian Church. And I have the third word from John 19, 26 to 27. Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "This is your mother." Joseph has been dead for a number of years now, and Jesus has four brothers, at least four, but they don't believe in him yet. And they are not at the foot of the cross when he is dying. It is Jesus' responsibility as the firstborn son to take care of his aging parents. And with Joseph gone, it's his duty to take care of Mary. And even in the midst of his dying for our sins on the cross, there Jesus will see his mother. And he will fulfill his duty as the firstborn son, providing for his mother to be taken care of for the rest of her life. Amazing love towards his mother. In John 19, 26 to 27, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Our gracious Lord, I want to thank you so much for the example that you gave there on the cross, the importance of taking care of our aged parents. Even in some of your last breaths before you died, you lovingly provided for your mother to be taken care of the rest of her life. What an example to us that we also need to fulfill our duties to take care of our parents in their latter years. To provide for them, to care for them for the rest of their lives. We're so grateful for that example of great love towards your mother. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm Pastor Tim Ward, pastor of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and I have the fourth word, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? We find this in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, starting with verse 45. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In his pain, in remembrance of his pain, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I can't even imagine the emotion that was going on in your mind and your heart and your spirit. Each one of us knows what it's like at times to have a loved one forsake us or turn their back on us. But your Father, the Creator of all things, turned his back on you when what seemed to be your greatest need. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine the pain it must have felt. I can't imagine the heartache must have been when you even had cried out before this, "Lord, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, your will be done." Father, I can't even imagine what it would have been like for you, the pain you had to turn your back on your Son. And Lord Jesus and Father God, we know that it was all because of my sin. Because you, Father, could not look at evil, and Jesus, you took our evil on you. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Make this be a time that we are understanding that you have never forsaken us. And Father, make us new in you, in Jesus' name.
This is Pastor Michelle Elfers again from St. John's, and I want to say a word about our offerings today. Support Lydia's House, on which I also serve as a member of the board. Our song we just sang, we said, "What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, Jesus?" One way we can thank Jesus is through sharing what God has first given us to others. And we chose today as one of the ministries of RCMA, the Lydia's House, as a way to share that love with those Lydia's House serves those who are homeless, especially families with children. We offer two different programs for that, a 90-day program and also a 15-day emergency shelter. There are plates in the narthex to support that, and all the offerings today will go towards that. And just grateful for any support, as when Christ talked and said at the end, you know, separating the sheep from the goats, he brought up, you know, when we help those who are homeless, we are helping Christ himself. So it is definitely a way to thank. And so let us continue hearing the final three words.
My name is Rachel Olson, and I am the pastor of the Richland Center United Methodist Church. And the reading of the fifth word, I thirst, comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 28 and 29. Let us listen now for the word of God. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. Let us pray. Heavenly Abba God, as we hear Jesus nailed to the cross and crying out in his suffering from the pain of his thirst, we are reminded of just how very human he is in this moment. And we see that just like us, Jesus is fearfully and wonderfully made. He is miraculously woven out of water, dust, and your holy breath of life. And in this moment, we also see how truly vulnerable he is, and we don't want to see that. We would rather turn away. We don't want to see him in his weakness. We want to close the book, leave the room, go back in time to happier days, back to Palm Sunday, perhaps, and the cheering crowds of adoring fans. We want to go back to when we felt sure that Jesus was strong and could do anything, and that we were safe with him. Back when we believed that life is always predictable, sensible, and will follow the rules that we set for it. But now Jesus is crying out. He's thirsty, and we are forced back into a troubling reality. The reality that life, for all its preciousness and all its astounding resilience, is also precariously fragile. And it is not within our control at all. We are painfully reminded, O God, that in any given moment, on any given day, this miraculous gift of life that we've been given can be taken away from us without our permission and without warning. In less than the time it takes for our heart to beat even once, life as we know it can leave us. And this, O loving Abba God, this is our worst and our greatest fear. And so, O Holy One, we come to you on this Good Friday afternoon in this dark hour of painful reality and stark remembering, and we fall to our knees asking you to hold us safely in your loving arms, just as a loving parent holds a frightened child. We come asking you to help us be calm and brave in the face of this terrifying moment. Give us the fortitude to face the mysteries of life and death and of what it means to be human, knowing that none of these things belong to us, they belong to you, that your ways are not our ways, and knowing that even though we are not in charge, we are loved, And sometimes that has to be enough. We ask you, O Creator God, to show us how not to turn away from what Jesus is sacrificing today. Show us how to bear witness that he has held nothing back from you and nothing back from us, that he has offered up everything, his body, his soul, his life for you and for us. And then, Almighty God, help us to respond as he would. Give us the strength and the faith to endure this moment of suffering with him, to hear him cry out in his thirst, for as his body thirsts for liquid and relief, his spirit thirsts for us to be with him, to be whole and unafraid, that we might really know him and love him as he has loved us, that we might thirst to give our lives fully and completely to follow him, to live day by day as a testament to who he is and what he has done for you, O God, for each and every one of us here today, and for the world. So it is in his name we pray. Amen.
My name is Diana Lucas. I am the pastor at Ash Creek UMC and Willow Valley UMC. This is the sixth word. It is finished. A reading from the Gospel of John. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Please pray with me. God in heaven, our holy parent, you have glorified the name of Jesus now and forever by sending him to die on the cross. In Christ, you fulfilled your perfect plan, which was the plan for our redemption. There is no greater love. Help us to never look lightly on the cross of Jesus Christ. And help us to live for you, to serve our sisters and brothers in Christ, and to remember, as it is written in Leviticus, to remember the alien who resides with us shall be to us as the citizen among us. We shall love the alien as ourselves. Teach us to do what is right, even when we face the most difficult moral dilemmas, choosing you over self-interest and even over human authority every time. And help us to love one another through great self-sacrifice, even as Christ loves us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Young, the pastor of the Richland Center Church of the Nazarene, and I have the seventh word. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Luke chapter 23, verses 44 to 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Let us pray. Almighty Father, Lord, on this afternoon, as we reflect and remember your death, we also remember the life that you lived and the struggles that you faced in that life. Heavenly Father, your son Jesus faced opposition, people trying to trap him in his words, people opposing him, mocking him, ridiculing him. He faced his own disciples at the end, betraying him, denying him, abandoning him. He faced an unjust trial, and yet in the midst of all of that, even to the point of moments before his death, he entrusted his spirit and his life into your hands. God, I pray that we would take that as our example today. Many of us face opposition. Many of us face suffering and struggles. Many of us have people who have abandoned us or turned their back on us. Many of us might even be facing death or know someone who is facing death. Lord, in the midst of each of our trials, each of these circumstances, may we entrust our lives and commend our spirits into your hands. Lord, remind us that at your death, the veil of the temple tore in two. Who are we that we are clean enough, holy enough to enter the Holy of Holies, and yet you invite us, sinners though we are, to gain forgiveness and life in the name of Jesus. So, Father, no matter what we're facing today, we commend our spirits and our lives into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I am Pastor Jan Starr, and I serve Boaz United Methodist Church and Franklin Lutheran Church. Join me in praying the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Christ, Lamb of God, on this day we offer you the adoration of our hearts. For on the cross you reveal your suffering love. May we who celebrate the triumph of the cross receive the assurance of your victory over death and the hope of the resurrection. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
Seemed with every step that he might fall, but a man on a mission just can't return the way. He was trying to make it to the room, just didn't know what he would do if he was late for her homegoing day. She hadn't said a word in 6 long days, so when she spoke up, they were all amazed. She reached for her husband's hand with tears in her eyes. She said, "We fought the fight, we've run the race, all by God's amazing grace. And before I go, I just want inside the gate, don't lose hope. For me, there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord, your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning, I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there." Just a few short years on down the road, that same old man was ready to go. But his little grandson looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, "Boy, I'm gonna miss you too. Son, I know I'll see you soon. Now before I go, I just want you. Just inside the gate, don't lose hope. For me, there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord, your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning, I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there. Saint, you're going before us, we'll be there.
just inside the gate. Don't lose hope. For me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there.
That was Legacy 5 with I'll Meet You There, and thank you everyone for tuning into our rebroadcast of the taped broadcast, I should say, of the Good Friday service that was held today in Richland Center at St. John's Lutheran Church. And yeah, so thank you for listening to that, and I hope it made your Good Friday a great one. And right now, the Brewers are taking on the Athletics, and it's in the top of the third, and the game is scoreless. They're playing at American Family Field in Milwaukee, and you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Hi, Jamie Johnson here, the campus pastor at the Mission here in Richland Center. We'd like to invite you to the Community Easter Egg Hunt sponsored by the Mission and Crime Stoppers. The event will start at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday by the Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. The kids will be released by ages and collect as many eggs as they want. They will turn those eggs in for a bag of candy, pick up items from Crime Stoppers, and a Culver Scoopy chip. The Easter Bunny will also be there for a photo op as well. The Mission is also sponsoring a free movie at 3 p.m. at Center Cinema, which incidentally is the home of the Mission. It is the new King of Kings animation that is taking the country by storm this past week. We will pay for your ticket and you can enjoy the movie. Concessions will be available for purchase. So, 10:30 Easter Egg Hunt at Crosscut Park, and free movie that afternoon at the home of the Mission at Center Cinema at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
WRCO 100.9.
Looks like everybody's here. Had to put some folding chairs in the vestibule. Yeah, it's getting full. Even old Aunt Ruby came. Her first time on an airplane. It's her sister's girl. She wouldn't miss it for the world. And all them kids jumping in the pews. And Mr. Charlie in his lime green suit is a handsome man. Mark's widow Callahan, Uncle Joe and Uncle Jake haven't spoken since 98. Just said hello. It's a good day to let it go. So let the angels gather, let the music play, let the preacher get to preaching all the do you takes. Love is a beautiful thing. Throw the rice in the air, let the church bells. She helps him with his tie. She sees a tear. He says, man, it's hot in here. He hugs his little girl and asks, how did you grow up so fast? God, I wish your mama could be here for this. And everybody stands and smiles as she comes walking down the aisle in her mama's gown. Daddy breaks on down. Granny and Gramps in the second row stood right there 50 years ago and said their vows. Yeah, I guess it's working out. So let the angels gather, let the music play, let the preacher get to preaching all the time.
pepper cans with your brand new Red Ryder. That old folding lawn chair makes the perfect X-Wing fighter. Those no-name baseball cards spinning in your spokes, now that's cool. Turning 17 and daddy loosens up the curfew. Driving home at midnight, that old Buick smells like perfume. Making your own money, having coffee with your folks, now that's cool. Knowing where you're going, embracing where you've been, being criticized for standing strong in a battle you can't win. Living in a moment you may never see again, and let your heart break some rules, now that's the ocean. And 10 years later, going back to relive that emotion. She tells you what she's thinking, but never says a word. Now that's cool. Knowing where you're going, embracing where you've been, being criticized for standing strong in a battle you can't win. Living in a moment six-year-old, you're his full-time catcher. He gets a new BB gun and you'll put your eye out lecture. Your three-year-old is singing the song that she just learned. Now that's cool. Knowing where you're going, oh, embracing where you've been, being criticized for standing strong in a battle you
That was Blue County with That's Cool on Country and Community, WRCO. Our time is 7:55. Just give you an update on what's happening. It's raining outside. We've received up to an inch and four in, one and four one-hundredths of an inch of rain since 7 o'clock last night. And for today, we have 91 one-hundredths of an inch of rain that we received today. And then we had that nasty hail, but we don't look for that for the rest of this evening. But anyways, and our temperature, I forgot to tell you, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 50 degrees. And that rain total came from the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. But I tell you what, it's time for me to head out and call it an evening. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day on this Good Friday. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. I'll be on at 10 a.m. and I'll be bringing you some music and information at noon, up until noon. And that's when Caitlin O'Connell will take over with the news at noon. Also, there will be some more great music during the evening and overnight hours, so keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM. And then tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, Mr. Adam Hess will be on the Radio, bringing you some great entertainment, some great music, information, news, and yeah, always a good time when Adam is on. And then also tomorrow morning, Adam will have Prime Mover, and that'll be on from 8:30 until 10. He'll be here to take your items to buy, sell, or trade. Remember, up to 3 items, and if you have any events, be sure to call them in as well, and Adam will be happy to take your call. All right, taking us up to the top of the hour and ABC News time is Vincent Mason with Wish You Well. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe.
Shots ain't all, I could use 3 of. Need a Jim Beam, genie, I could beam up. This bar might as well be a swinging door cell, cause I'm in hell. I know our love's all down the drain now. I ain't out here tracking your name down. Sometimes, girl, I need a little Tennessee help to wish you well. But I wish you would come, wish you would miss me. Wish you and me, we were more than a memory. Wish you were here, wish you were mad. Wish you were second chance, lonely and bad. Thing is, my heart here, right by the shelf. But we didn't last like the last call bell. Can't bring myself to too much else. I sit on this bar stool, sipping that wish you well. Keeps taking my order. Jukebox keeps taking my quarter. I'd rather go throw them in something else. I wish you well. Cause I wish you would come. Wish you would miss me. Wish you and me, we were more than a memory. Wish you were here. Wish you were mine. Wish you were second chance, lonely tonight. Thing is, my heart here right by the shelf. We didn't last like the last call bell. Can't bring myself too much else. Sit on this bar stool, sipping that wish you well. Sipping that wish you well. Well, maybe I'll leave this bar. Cause ain't no one came through so far. Guess I'll try me to am stark. Cause heavy it all. I wish you would call. Wish you would miss me. Wish you and me, we were more than a memory. Wish you were here, wish you were mine. Wish you were second chance, lonely tonight. Thing is, my heart here, right by the shelf. We didn't last like the last call bell. Can't bring myself to too much else. I sit on this bar stool, sipping that wish you well. Sipping that wish you well.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Back from a trip to El Salvador, Senator Chris Van Hollen shared details of his conversation with Kilmer Abrego Garcia during his failed effort to bring him home.
He told me, and this was yesterday, that 8 days ago, so I guess 9 days ago from today, he was moved to another detention center in Santa Ana, where the conditions are better. But he said, despite the better conditions, he still has no access to any news from the outside world.
President Trump today maintaining Garcia is a violent gang member, despite him having no criminal convictions. This afternoon on the Florida State University campus, a vigil for the victims of the mass shooting that left 2 people dead and 6 others injured. Multiple reports that Ford has stopped shipping the F-150 Raptor, Mustang Bronco, and Lincoln Navigator to China as tariffs on U.S. imports soar. This is ABC News. Alabama lawmakers have approved several bills expanding the use of CRISPR.